whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 268. Today is Saturday, August 21, 2021. There we go. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week is my co-host, Chris. Hello, my dear.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you for joining me. I know you're super tired and finished work and stuff, so it's not going to be a late show. Short show.
We say that.
I know, but you know, that's the running joke. So, but that's good. Thank you for being here this week. Welcome, chat room. We've got Fair, we've got Rud, we've got Nisi, Iron Ash, Dave is there. So, welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We've got some exciting stuff to talk about. But first off, let's have a quick talk about our weeks in WoW. Have you managed to play any this week? Because I know, been crazy busy. So have you managed anything this week?
All right, well, I actually logged on my pacifist for about 30 seconds. Made sure she was still naked and still sitting in her chair, like she was going to go somewhere in my absence or something.
Yep.
I thought about taking her out to do the fishing dailies, and I was so tired. I said, nope, I'm not even going to go. Leave her chair. So she's still sitting in the enchanting hut over in Stormwind. So everything I did was Dee and I have the 2 days a week I actually get off. We just hit everything, like Corthia dailies twice, once before the reset, once after. We always do the invasion. We are trying so hard to get that hand mount, and you have to find like certain things during certain invasions, these five different rings. So we've been working on that and put together the little teddy bear that you can only get during the Necrolord. You have to go around and find his body parts and all that. So we got the pet and got some mounts and better gear now that we hit Renown. So we're just doing all that the current stuff because my brain is just not...
Yeah,
I just don't. If I lose my one tune, it will be inconsolable forever.
Yeah.
So, maybe I'll make a new one. I don't want to call her disposable. Oh, I need the name disposable. I need to get the name disposable.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yes.
But at least if I lost somebody other than Passy, then I would be less heartbroken. So maybe I need to have a fodder tune.
Yeah.
So I can go back out and do challenges again until I actually have some brain to pay attention to my big girl.
Well, as we all know, rule number one, don't play with you when you're tired. And, you know, it's fine if you're tired playing a normal tune because the amount of times that, you know, you accidentally run off Corthia and die because you
are you seriously running off Corthia? Yeah.
I may.
Oh my god, this one. That's hilarious. There's one. Well, actually, I shouldn't laugh because there's that big, great big giant gap on the other side of Corthia that we didn't realize. Okay, there's a flight point to take it over, and then there's a grappling hook. Who knew that there's a grappling hook on the right-hand side, right?
Yeah.
But we're over there. I didn't realize there is a great big giant hole over there in between the two halves.
Yes.
And I leap, and Dee's like, Mom! Oh my god, my body. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Don't even know where my body went. He couldn't res me. It's like, so I shouldn't laugh about people flying off of Corthia, but I've at least jumped through Corthia.
Yeah. I yesterday in particular, so I'll tell you my little journey yesterday. I was really tired. I was playing my main leader, and I popped over to do the dailies three times. I'm doing stuff. I remember thinking, yes, I'm tired. I just want to get this stuff done. And then I'm going to go and, you know, like have a nap or just lay down. 3 times. Wake up. Dead.
Like, did you fall asleep at your keyboard? Were you running around in a circle, Lita?
Fell asleep. Like, just... just passed out. Come to... And all I see is, you know, the big red sign in the middle of my screen. You're dead. And underneath Korthia, you know, looking out. How pretty. It's quite pretty. I saw that 3 times yesterday. It was hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Hilarious. So in the end, because I was determined, because I thought if I don't get this stuff done, I'm not gonna get back here. So I persevered, and I did get that stuff done. But I have now found myself a little strategy. So the very first thing I do when I log in is I jump on the pacifists, both the big girls. So I do their fishing and cooking dailies, because, you know, Fair had said last week that is a really good way to go. So that's what I've been doing. I've got my... my main girl, Passy Leader, Alliance side, she's in Stormwind, so she just goes and picks up those, and I go and do them. So none have been an issue so far. I've not seen your friend, Chris.
I was going to say, has he chased you down? Is he trying to make you a munchie?
No, I've been really...
He's waiting for me.
I've been really disappointed, because I've not seen him at all. And I was just like, oh, okay, all right. So, and then once I jump over to the other Passy Leader, my Horde Tauren, and she's over in Thunderbluff, and I go do that. So there, I do those things. I'm about halfway through the level, because I think she's getting about 7,700 XP rested for each daily. So I'm like, right, fair set, go do this. So I'm like, right, damn it, first thing I do, jump on the passies, do those 2 dailies, and I'm done. Like, I don't even look at, because I've got little, you know, quests that pop up, and it's like, should I go do this? I'm like, nope, just do that, hop off.
Especially not if you're falling asleep 3 times in 1 afternoon at a keyboard.
Yes, exactly. So henceforth, that is, like, that's my goal. First thing to do before I even touch. Which is the same thing when I play a challenge tune, has always been jump on the pacifist first. That way, you know, you're kind of in that zone of being zen, don't kill anything, and then hop on the bloodthirsties or the irons. So I've been going to do them. I did strip myself, and I think I spoke about this last week. I did delete a couple of tunes that I was like, yeah, I'm not feeling it. If I'm going to do it, we'll start, like, just get rid of them. We're going to start again. But I did still have my Gnome Hunter, Leta Strike, that I think we did for that last Hunter contest.
Yep.
Which was, so I saw her, she was level 20, and I thought, you know what? What's the worst that's going to happen? She's going to die.
Oh, like, so, death is the worst thing that's going to happen, sweet.
So I got on her and I went, yeah, she's not Stan Marks. That's not. So I swapped her to BM and went and got myself a really nice bow. Really happy about that. Because I'm a bow girl. I'm not a gun girl. I'm a bow girl. I
am too.
I love my bows. But I did pick up a gun later on, which was a little better. And I went, okay, I swapped to the gun. Damn it. Really wish you could transmog white items. Really.
Right, but it does have a good sound effect. So at least, you know, it's pleasant as you're going pew pew.
It's not bad. But I, you know, the whole twang from, you know, crossbow or a bow is just, it's really good. I love that sound. It takes me so back to, like, 14-year-old me doing archery, and it just, you know, it was great. So I took her out, and I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I ran around and picked up some quests and did some turn-in quests that I had on a, you know, like, go over to Badlands and talk to such and such just to get some exploring. I forgot, she's level 20, so she can't fly. So I'm like, damn it! So she's on the chopper. Around she goes. So I did some of that, and I think I got her up to 23. So I got 3 levels on her. And I've not died, so yay. And at the moment, I had her in Swamp, because, you know, Swamp's really good with go kill those Strider things and the Crocolis and, you know, the various things. So I had her over there. I took her to Blasted Lands and did some of the startup, you know, like took it back to before the invasion-y thing. And did some of the stuff there. And then I've gone down to Booty Bay. So at the moment, she's in Booty Bay. You know what I found really interesting? Every time I've logged in on her, and I'm really, really quite frustrated at it, I have not seen one bloody rare. It's not that I want to go and try, but you know how you're always around and you know, like, Silver Dragon, whatever, goes, bah! You know.
And every rare in the game just steps out and says, hi, Lita, good morning, come tell me.
And I'm like, there's nothing. Everywhere I went, I'm like, expecting, and I was like, this is really, really weird. Because I even went to, not Lochmoden, where was I? I was at Western Plaguelands. And you know me and Western Plaguelands, love it. There's a heap
every single
of rares. And I was over there for something, and I thought, okay, on the way back to the flight path, I'm just going to go and see if, you know, like, the bird's up or if this is up. And I'm going, there's nothing up. You know, there's not dead mobs around. There's not missing mobs, like someone's already been through when, you know, stuff hasn't respawned. And I was like, this is really, really weird. But it didn't happen. Like, I think I played the Hunter maybe 4 times this week. Not once did I see a rare. So I was like, has Blizzard changed something? I don't know.
Over in Corthia.
There is a lot in Corthia. which is good. But yeah, it was really quite bizarre. But anyway, she hit 23, really happy about that. We will see how we go. I must admit, I already got up to the part where I'm just going, bloody questing. Oh God, I'm already over it. And I've done like 3 levels and I'm like, oh God. But I'm like, no, like, just keep going later. It's okay. So we'll see how it goes. But, you know, I have done some stuff this week and we will see how it goes. So, I haven't killed anyone other than Leader, other than my main.
Well, welcome back.
Yes. So really, really happy about that. So, but again, I had Fair in my ear going, go do the dailies. So, you know, heart to you, Fair, because yes, I took your advice and went over into that. So thank you for that. Hey, Peridon. Peridon's here. Hi, welcome. So that's pretty muchly been my week. I won't tell you the amount of times I've actually fallen off. Like, I did 3 times with Leader in 1 afternoon. I have got quite a few. I would say I'd be double digits between Moore and Corthia just for this week.
That's a lot of death.
I keep saying she's undead, so that's good.
Well, I mean, but you're also a lock, and if you're not paying attention, locks are amazing. Blueberries are just fantastic, but they're not a bear. And I could literally stand there half the day and get beat on, and I'm gonna be just fine.
Yeah.
But you start snoozing and your blueberry's gonna go away and then you're gonna be smushed.
Yeah. Oh, and another thing. I do love falling off Bastion because you don't die. It's great.
Oh, because the wind takes you back up?
because someone comes, either someone comes along.
I'm falling in Bastion, because if I fall through those flowers one more time for that quest, OMG.
it's Bastion's the only place that I quite enjoy, that if I accidentally do something and I fall off, that I end up not dying and I'm good. I did have a go at the pony was up, but I completely botched it and wasted a glider.
So, wait, which pony?
The pony in Bastion, you know, that flies around. Sunstrider.
Okay.
Yeah. It was up. I had this thing and I'd read all the bits and pieces and I went to do it. But when I clicked on my mouse, I must have bumped. I don't even know how I did it. And I ended up not doing what I wanted to do and I fell. But because I didn't die, I completely wasted a glider, which I was like, excellent. That's...
This is when you need it. This is when you need a druid. Just fly down there and get... Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway, that's been my fun week. So it's been interesting. All right. Let's go on to... We've got a bit of news. So let's go. Where's my little bumper? Let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Hi, Rogue Slayer. All right. First off, let's do... Do you want to take the first one? Because obviously I've been talking. I need coffee.
First off, we would very, very, very much like to say congratulations to Shortstir on reaching max and becoming our 24th Iron Man Challenge champion.
Crazy.
Amazing job, Stir. Again.
There we go.
And again. And again.
And again. How many is that, Stir? Seriously, like what? Are we 7? 8? I've 11? Are we in double digits already? Holy doodly, Stir. Wow. Congratulations. No, that is a maining. Channeling never died. Well, exactly. I mean, someone has to. He's obviously off busy. So, you know, it's kind of like, what's the word? It's kind of like the Lich King. There always has to be one. So Stir now becomes, do we have, never Stir. Stir never. Stir died. I don't know. We can.
No, don't do Stir died.
Well, never died. Stir. It's amazing. I don't know. We should channel some sort of name that's reference to that. Or, you know, Stir the Never Died. Or, you know, we'll give him his own little title. So, but yeah, well done, Stir. That's amazing. Like 24 irons already. It's not even a year. You guys are rocking it in. And I know commiserations to, in particular, Azzy's lost. I just saw he lost another 51 today, just earlier. So, Azzy, I'm so sorry. I'm not sure what's...
Hugs, Azzy.
He's lost, like...
A 58 and a 51 this week?
Yeah, and a 30 something, I think. So, you know, so, like, he's this close. He's so close. So I'm not sure what happened. I think the 58 was lag in Revendreth with the Parasol quest.
Oh.
Yeah, like something happened. And I must admit, when was it? Was it Friday? Anyway, whatever, a couple of days ago, I had logged in to the Pacifist, to my torrent. I logged in and everything was showing, because I run like meters of, you know, what lag's like, you know, what frame rate's like and all that kind of thing. And everything was showing fine, but it wouldn't let me interact. I could move and do things, but the quest wasn't coming up. There was a point that said, yes, you've got the quest. It was really bizarre. Anyway, I went to log out because I'm like, I'm not liking this. So I went to log out. I couldn't. So, of course, I did the forced log out and logged back in. You know, I gave it like a minute, logged back in, and everything seemed to be fine. I was able to pick up the quest. I got through all the two dailies, and right then, just as I handed them all in, then it spiked. And I mean spiked to, for me, I'm gonna say it was 2300 and something, to the, around about that. And I was like, whoa, you know, thank God, I've just got it done. Get off her and just give it a minute before I log on to the other girl. So, so I don't know. And I think that was the same day that Azzy lost the 58. So I'm not sure, you know, because obviously Australian internet is fantastic. it just, you know, so I'm not really sure if there was something going on or, but yeah, it was a bit concerning. So be careful. Nisi says 58 was lag, one was a wife emergency, not sure about the others. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened this morning. Stur says if I could level a tune from 1 to 55 as fast as Azzy, he'd have another 6 tunes at max. He's leveling. He is. Like, seriously. He is. He got to 51 in what? Like, a day. 2 days. Not even 2 days. Like, it's crazy. He is a leveling machine. We know that. He just...
I don't even get my normal tunes to 51 in a day.
I know.
Of course, I can't sit that long. My bottom would get numb.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, you know, shiny. I get the whole, huh, just go over here and then I forget what I'm doing and start off on something else.
Ooh, shiny.
So, yeah, shiny.
Wait, does that drop a mount? Let's go!
Yeah, yes. Oh, there's a pet. It's like something exactly. Else I was doing, and I went to do something specific on leader, and then all of a sudden I had, what is it? I've got battle pet and, like, you know, icons on it, and my mouse went over one of the little paws, and I was like, oh, I don't have that one. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
I know exactly what add-on you're talking. I actually had to turn it off because it would cover my entire map.
And I was
like, no. Between this and handy notes and everything, my maps were just nothing but symbols.
I know, right? So, yeah. So then I went down a whole rabbit hole for about an hour of, you know, hunting pets, which was not my intention at all, because I was off doing something. I was like,
but did you have fun?
On. It was. Yes. I did manage to pick up a couple of new ones and got some upgrades, so that was good. It's just got sidetracked for what I was doing, which is, you know, which is usual. Anyway, all right, so congratulations, Star, again. That is amazing, double digits, and we are so good that you are channeling Never Died, which is, no small feat, really, because, you know, Never Died, he's certainly amazing, and we know Star is as well, so congratulations on that. All right, first off, now, hang on. Bear with me, because I've got things set up. I got to remember where I put them. So, first off, next week. This year has been a little crazy, I must admit. You know, with the wedding and COVID and all sorts of things, everything going on. So, I may have dropped the ball just a tad, but next week is our anniversary show. And normally we do a very specific thing for the anniversary show. But I just went, no, okay, we're going to do something. So next week, we're going to do a Druid dance party for the show. All right. So it will be on Wormrest Cord on US server for those that can, who want to come over, bring your Druid. We're going, just to make life so much easier for everyone, I just went, right, we're going to go to Shadow Glen. So if you want to make a Night Elf level 1, make a night elf, come to the back. There's a moon well. See where my druid is? In the moon well, we're going to have a dance party there for the anniversary show. So next week will be sixth anniversary show. What? Crazy.
That's amazing.
Been doing it this long? What's going on? So that's what we're going to do. If you've got a druid, whether it's Horde or Alliance, and you want to come over, if you're Horde, don't bring it. Challenge tune. Because you might end up dead. But yeah, if you just want to make one, come over. We're just going to have a little dance, a little bit of fun while we're doing the show. All right? So that's from 7 p.m. Eastern next week on the 28th of August. So that is the first one. Now, the second thing, very exciting, and again, it's a little like, oh, geez, I completely forgot about this is happening as well, is we're going to do, hang on, where's my little cute little banners? Here we go. All right. So we're going to do another WoW Challenges Fashion Show 2021. Yay!
Yay!
All right. So do you want to go through the rules, Chris, please, for me?
Yes. So WoW Challenges Fashion Show will be on September 11th. We have categories and prizes. The prizes for each category will be a Blizzard store pet. Let me repeat that one more time. Blizzard store pet. We need you to email your screenshots to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Title it, please, WoW Challenges Fashion Show 2021. The date will be September 11th, live on the 270th episode of WoW Challenges podcast. We need the screenshots, however, to be submitted by September 9th.
Yes.
2021.
Yes.
Please send your submission again to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Only one submission per person per category. It's open to US and EU regions. The prizes are subject to change. Mm-hmm. And the first place for each category will be a Blizzard store pet.
Yes.
So the fashion show categories this year are Azeroth Designer of the Challenger 2021 Gray and White Edition. We have Azeroth Designer of the Challenger 2021 Green Edition. And also Azeroth Emerging Challenger for 2021.
Yeah, so same categories as last year. Just, you know, we've just upped it to it's a 2021 version. So yes. All right.
Okay. So, there is no transmogging of gear allowed. No account-wide use of any gear. All gear must be obtained by the tune you're submitting and must be currently equipped September 9th through 11th. Include a link to your current armory page. And just a heads up, the armory page is a bit behind whatever your tune is wearing because it's sometimes taking up to a full day for that armory to catch up and show your current outfit. So just a heads up, we will be pulling the winner's armory pages. All gear must be equipped on a level 10 or above tune. And when you are submitting an entrant for a particular category, make sure the tune you are using is gear appropriate. Mm-hmm. For the green edition, make sure that you're using a tune that allows for green gear. Otherwise, you will be flagged for whatever challenge you may be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Do not use an Iron Man, Pacifist, Working Man, Tin Man for a Green Edition entry.
Yeah.
And we will not accept any previous year's entries. This needs to be a new one.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like, you can write a short story. And we had a story last year. I can't remember who wrote it. Oh, it cracked me up. Who wrote that? It just cracked me up, their story. About what your tune is wearing and how they came about the outfit. And the final prize allocations and all contest rules will be determined by Miss Lena and myself.
Exactly. So, again, so just for a bit of fun, guys, normally last year we didn't, and, you know, the winners were on the anniversary show, but been a little busy, things got a little crazy, and I went, anniversary show, so I'm a tad behind, but anyway, we're still going to do it. It's a bit of fun. For those that would like to participate, go for it. Just remember that, send in, if you've got any questions, just contact Chris or I, and, we can go from there. But yeah, it's just a little bit of fun. We thought we'd do something, you know, a little bit different, and there are some, Blizzard store pet at, up for grabs. So, you know, why not have some fun with that? So yeah, so we've got the Druid Dance Party next week for the 6th anniversary show, and starting to, you know, get your tune in gear for the fashion show, which is it over there, which will be on the 11th, which will be show 270. Now, which reminds me, a quick heads up that the September, I think, is the 4th. I can't remember. September the 4th. There won't be a show because it is Father's Day. So I will be... we won't do a show that week. So yeah. So just give you a heads up and we'll remind you next week. So September 4th, there will be no show because of Father's Day. But the following week will be when we do the contest. So get those submissions in. Woo, we're very excited. All right. What else do we have now? And the only other thing I wanted to make mention about was there is a promo coming up for Spreadshirt, which has 20% off everything in the store. So for anyone who is interested in getting some sweet WoW Challenges merchandise, we've got mugs, there's aprons, there's shirts, hoodies, bags. You know, we have the WoW Challenges. We've got each four challenges. So you've got your Bloodthirsty, you've got your Iron Man, all of that kind of thing. So pop on over. It is on between August 24th and 26th. Okay, so just a heads up, 20% off. All right. Okay, I think we've covered all the news. It was a fair bit.
We are good.
Yay! All right, let's go into... Where is it? Let's do this one.
Hey, yo! It's Chit-Chat!
And the goblin. There he is. All right, so... Chit-Chat. Chit-Chat. Oh, my voice is going already. What's going on? I've only been talking for like half an hour. We've got... Hang on.
I was saying, the moment I think you're Aussie...
My internet went... I don't... If it's not audio, it's audio in a different aspect.
You're back, you're golden.
Yes, there's always something. Anyway, so Chit-Chat, let's do Chit-Chat. Where is his... Where it is, this one, let's play this one.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Alright, hit us with it, what have we got?
Okay, from Azzy's Pun Vault. Why didn't they let the fungi into the party? There wasn't mushroom. Oh, Nort. I Norted before I even could breathe. Because I'm Night Fae, I can't tell you how hard I laughed when I read that this morning. I'm like, Marcimus!
I don't even remember him saying this one. That's so cute.
I loved it. Fun guy. Exactly, fair. Fun guy.
Fun
That's
guy.
The title you get from Merciless. Or fun gal.
Nice.
What up?
Wow.
So good.
That is great. I love it. That's a good one. All right. So we've got from Dave's Words of Wisdoms. Here we go. What have I got? I just realized it has been years since I did the Hokey Pokey. I guess I forgot what it is all about.
I liked it.
I like it. I like it. I must admit, it's one of those things. I used to do the hokey pokey a lot as a kid. It was one of the favorite, you know, little things to do. So, so that one's really cute. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Azzy. They're great. Thank you, Nisi, for sorting that. So,
thank you, everybody.
Very
thank
good.
You.
Fun guy. Fun guy. Wasn't mushroom.
There wasn't mushroom. Charming. Just charming.
Very cute. All right. What have we got? We've got a question.
Okay, from Rude. At what level for a bloodthirsty does killing rares in Loch Modan give no XP anymore? So Nisi and Zaya took this one for us. If not using Chromie time, then when the zone caps out or grays out, so for example, vanilla zones like Loch Modan would be level 30. Chromie time gets messy with bloodthirsty. I avoid using it personally. When using Chromie time, you have to be aware of the level the zone you are working in would have grained out if Chromie time was not quote unquote on. With Chromie time on, once you get to 8 levels above where the zone would have grayed out or capped out, you are going to have to move to a new X-Pack.
Yep.
Not due to XP not being given, but due to the fact that the kills that grant XP or honor stat stops tracking the kills at that point. That can flag you for not having enough kills.
Mm-hmm.
So if the zone without Chromie time grays out at 30, with Chromie time on, you can stay till 38 before you have to move.
Yeah.
Rares in old zones, quote unquote, will stop giving credit around 38 with Chromie time. So if you do them, you must also go to BFA or Legion to kill some mobs there, BFA above 45.
Yeah.
And be careful in BFA or Shadowlands. You might get daily credit just killing mobs.
Yeah, exactly. So... It's obviously, you know, it still comes down to Chromie time is fantastic in a lot of aspects, but gets a little bit more tricky with bloodthirsties and kills and ratios and stats and all of that kind of thing. And we have found, I mean, that came in I'm going to say it's been around since at least BFA, where we had kills that weren't getting credited, even though we were in right zones. It just all was getting very messy with kills and stats since Legion. Thank you. So again, you know, check your stats. See what your stats are like before you go kill stuff. You know, go kill a bunch of things. Say if you killed 10, then check your stats after to make sure that you're getting credit, because that, you know, that still comes down to being one of the biggest things that can get you yellow flagged, red flagged, etc. There are ways and means of getting out of a yellow flag for kills, like both Nisi and Zai have said. Definitely step into a more current zone like your BFAs or Shadowlands if you can. But you've got that whole added thing of watching where you're going, making sure you don't get credit for those dailies that just pop up. They're fantastic in a lot of aspects, but obviously not fantastic on a bloodthirsty where you're limited to the amount of questing that you can do. Bloodthirsty is all about killing things. We don't want quests. But, you know, if you get an accidental, and we know that's happened. I think Zaya lost a bloodthirsty to just recently, like in the last month, to something that ended up giving him credit, which pushed the daily, you know, the limit right over, which just, you know, and that is such an awful thing to have to deal with, but it's very real with the expansions, the later expansions, having all these things that you can go there and be like, oh, this is not a good place, you know, like, get away from that area. a good person to talk to about these things would definitely be Nisi and Zaya. They're good people to talk to about, you know, maybe areas not to go near. But also, you know, as a bloodthirsty, you could fly around. If you've got flying, you know, fly around and have a look in whatever zone and just be like, okay, what triggers at this point? You know, is there a daily that pops up? Is there something that pops up in here? And there also could be things to be mindful of is watching what time of day. Because, you know, some of those world dailies, they rotate. So it might not be there for the moment that you go and do some killing. But later on in the day, you come back and all of a sudden it could be an area that has, you know, popped up a world quest daily in that. Nisi says, I go straight to BFA where I grind. I haven't had any daily quest credit given. Check that with a non-challenger first though. Yeah. So, you know, there are ways and means. Just at times you just gotta, not only are you watching out for your rares and things like that, but, you know, you've got that little added extra to watch with your world daily quests popping up and things like that. So it's just being, you know, aware of what's going on and which zone that you're in. But good luck. Thank you for the question, Rod. Thank you. That's awesome. All right. So we did get another one from in some asked, I've tried repeatedly to register my level 7 Pally as an IMM, but kept getting told can't find character, log in and out. I've done that several times to no avail. So Zaya answered, so this was on the forums. Zaya says, while challenges.com uses Blizzard Armory to check the toon, toon must be level 10 or higher to be seen there. So you also need to get to level 10 first. Get to 10, log out, then try to register. It may take some time because we know Blizzard API can be so spot on with timing. So yeah, it can take anything from a few minutes to a few days depending on the information coming in. And again, you know, there's nothing we can do about that. It's just the way that the API is running. Obviously there is a lot of information in the Blizzard API, so, you know, register when you can, but you need to be level 10 for any of the challenges to be able to register. Okay. All right. I think we've covered anything. Anything else in the chat room? I think we've covered all the stuff. Oh my God. I might get you to bed early, Chris.
I don't even know what to do with this.
That might be good.
We're laughing about shortest show in history and... It just might be.
It might just happen. So, we might as well. Because I know, you know, the other thing is we've got people that they need to go and get their entries ready for the fashion show. So, you know, they've got to go prep the toon, work out what they want to wear, you know, all that kind of stuff.
And you got a warlock to throw off, Corsia.
Not throw. Ride off. It's a strategic...
Baby Nord.
And basically, it is 4 months until Christmas. Thanks, person. It is 4 months into Christmas.
There you go.
God, yes. Where is this? This year's, like, we're at towards the end of August. Like, what is going on? There's been a lot that's happened this year, and we're only in August. But at times, I just go, wow, we're at August? It's... like, it feels later in the year, and then at times it's like, oh, we're in August. Like, what's going on? So, Dave, I expect you to have an entry, because I know you love it. So, yeah.
He's too busy snoozing.
He's snoozing. So, that's okay. You could have your toon could be, you know, like, snoozing asleep in a pose. So get on that one, Dave. Awesome.
There are sleeping robes.
There's all sorts of things. So yeah, so see what you can come up with, something interesting and not I was gonna say, try and keep it at least, you know, somewhat Like, not naked toons. So, like, don't strip them down to nothing. And be like, here's my entry. Because they'll be like, yeah, no.
I don't know. P has a really, really cute panda who all he has on are some white pants and his little fluff is hanging out his backside. It's one of his 60s. 60? 50? I don't know. Absolutely adorable. Just love his little fluff. And that's literally all he's wearing besides a weapon.
Nice.
It's adorable.
Nice. Well, I mean, pandas have got fur. So,
sure.
You know, they don't technically need much else.
Sure that.
Which is good. So, yeah. So, you guys can go and have some fun with that. As I said, Druid Dance Party next week at Shadow Glen. Over at Night Elf Starting Zone, where the Moonwell is. Where the Moonwell. I've already got my toon there. And I did test taking a horde level 1. Was not pretty. And decided, hence, no, we'll just make it there. On Wormrest. Yes, Black Mage Weave is fantastic. It's a damn fine looking outfit. I had that on my warlock and various warlocks quite a few times. So, totally get that. Yes, Wormrest Accord US is where we're doing it. For those that want to come over and bring your druid and or make a level 1. You know, so probably don't bring your challenge toon if it's a pacifist, just in case. We might, depending how big we might do a raid or something to get everyone in. We'll look at that. So probably don't bring your current challenge toon or a live challenge toon. Bring a Tin Man or, you know, make a level 1 and we'll go dancing. Ooh. Am I looking off? Okay. Thanks, Dave. Bye, Dave. Go have fun. All right, so other than that, there's things for you guys to do. So, yeah, we'll have some fun with that next week. All right, Iron Elite, who have we got, please, Chris?
Iron Elite, from the bottom of our heart, we thank you. Mm-hmm. Oleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Sel, Chupa, Dave Da Hunter, Execute, Fair, Gaston, myself, Laren Ramar, Lita, Mr. Brighto 1, Murs Charming, Nisi, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wynema, Zaya, and Sorts.
Exactly. Thank you guys so very much for all your support. And again, for all of those that support, whether it's retweets, likes, you know, Facebook, just doing the challenges. You know, any of that to all of you that help out with that. We thank you very, very much. It's greatly appreciated. All right. So from Stir and myself, we want to thank our amazing mods for all the things that you guys do because you are amazing and we heart you. Stir hearts you all the time. And I heart you too. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya. Thank you guys. We do appreciate it. And we also want to thank our Code Wardens as well. And everyone here. Wow, guys. Thank you for sticking around. Thank you to our viewers and to our listeners on the podcast. Those that are listening to the downloads, we appreciate and thank you very much for all of that. So big hearts. Hearts to you all. Ow. We do appreciate that. So, we will be back next week. My goodness, it's the end of August next week. So, Saturday, August 28th at 7 p.m. Eastern. It will be the 6th anniversary show. My God. Wow. 6 years. Crazy. Anyway, just remember, Druid Dance Party in Shadow Glen on Wormrest Accord US server. So come on over, make a level 1, and we will, you know, get down and get down and funky.
Like funky? Is that?
Yeah, there was another word that went through my head and I was like, I can't say that. So get down and funky. We'll do some Night Elf Druid dancing. But yeah, make a druid because that's what I was going to tell you. So 6th anniversary is wood. That's why it's druid. What's more wood?
Oh my god, than a tree?
Than a druid.
Oh my, I wondered why you picked druid. And I am now so determined to get a horde druid over there, I can't even tell you.
So that's the whole reason. So druid dance party, meaning it ties in. Because it's wood. 6th anniversary is, you know, for gift, is wood. That's the modern, I think there's a different...
So you want to bring your trees to the tree?
Bring your tree to the tree. Yeah, well, I went the Moonwell because I thought the Moonwell was very, like, druid-esque. And there's the tree, as you can see, you know, there's the woods and the tree behind.
The tree that isn't there anymore?
Yeah, I didn't want to go down the bad version. I just thought, you know... Again, to make it easy, because I made a level 1 troll druid, and I went running and tried to fly, and it just was like, you know what, this is not gonna work, and I'm not taking the big girl across anywhere, the big passy, so that, hence why, I figured, look, just pop across, make a level 1 night elf druid, run up the back. There's yellow mobs around, so you're not going to aggro anything. There's exactly that. There's not many places level 1s of both factions can get to. I did try. I took her on a few journeys, and it wasn't very good. It was interesting. I got to various places, but I was like, yeah, no. If we go to Booty Bay, it's not friendly. If we go, there was a couple other places I was like, yeah, it's not good places for a level 1 to be. So, So hence why, that's why we're doing it. So, we'll have some fun over there next week. And, and just to celebrate. A bit of a dance party to celebrate the 6 years of Wild Challenges podcast. So, yeah. So, come on over. Okay. Don't forget where you can find us. We are at wildchallenges.com. You can find all the information on Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. All of that's there. You can also download the episodes with the podcast on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. Don't forget, you can send any questions as well as your submissions for the Wild Challenges Fashion Show 2021, send it to podcast@wildchallenges.com. All right, Chris, where can we find you, please?
I am on Twitter. Twitter. I don't know why that stops me every time. At It's Chris W. Otherwise, in either Paradigms or Wild Challenges, Discord.
Exactly. And don't forget, you can find me on Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LEETAWOW. That's the easiest. If you want to get me on Discord, I'm there. If you can't get me and you want to get hold of me, contact the mods, etc. So, yeah, if you need to send a question, someone will get me. Just remember, time zones is a thing, so it might take me a bit to get back to you if you need something answered. All right, Fair says, I'll bring our druid old enough to dance as a tree. Ah, yay, Christu, yay! That would be good. That would be really cool. I've only got a level 1 because I'm not bringing my big girl. So that would be awesome. That would be fun. Fair says, we need dancing bears too. Absolutely. So,
I am a bear.
that will be fun. So yeah. So what we might do is we might be able to organize. Like I need to find out. Can you do a raid from a level 1? I think you can, can't you? Or did they stop that? How old is the dancing tree? I don't know, sir. That's your mission. How about you? That's your mission, sir. mission this week is, how old is a dancing tree? It sounds like a riddle. I'm sure Fair knows. You'll probably be like, don't know when you do get tree formed. All right. That's both their homework to let us know.
I don't know, but I can tell you, if you're in tree form and you use the headless, not the headless horseman, but the hearthstone from, you become a tree on fire. It is amazing.
Really?
The hearthstone, yeah, from Halloween. And you're in tree form, you literally become a tree on fire. I do it all the time. It's fabulous.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Burning tree.
That sounds cool. And don't forget, we can have a little pet sound. You know, we've got the little trees. We can, if you've got the mount, you know, the tree mount, we can do all that. So, you know, again, it's wood is the theme and druids. So there you go. Anyway, we're going to have some fun with it. We'll see what happens. All right. So our last thank yous. Please, who have we got?
Our last thank you. Biggest thank you to the intro that still makes me Nort. Mr. Bright01. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright01. Also, a huge thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. You can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
That's it. Thank you, guys. We do appreciate all the things that they do to help us out, and are fabulous friends of the show, so we appreciate them. Mr. Bright's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday. He's an August baby as well.
Happy,
oh my god,
birthday.
That's amazing. Happy birthday, Russ. Please tell him we all send him very big birthday love and all that kind of things. 2 weeks apart. Wow, that's amazing. Why didn't I not realize that? That's cool. Happy birthday, Russ. So, yeah, please, Nisi, pass that on from all of us here, because, you know, he is a integral part in little bits and pieces that he's done for me and for the show, and we just love and adore him very much for all the things that he does, so we appreciate him. All right. Well, I think we're done. I think we're under the hour, Chris. Haha. Let's do this.
We are under the hour.
Well, that like never happens.
Who are we?
I know. What's going on? Anyway, don't forget, we've got Druid Dance Party next week. Get your entries in for the Wild Challenges Fashion Show for 2021. A couple of fun things coming up. Other than that, Chris, thank you, my love. Mwah. Kisses and hugs to you. Thank you for being here with us. Chat room,
always.
Thank you. Everyone, please stay safe, both in and out of game. We will catch you back here next week for our 6th anniversary show. Crazy. Bye, everyone.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.